Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day. My name is Keith E. Langston, and here we are today looking at another Beastie Boys classic. This is So Whatcha Want. So if you want to go ahead and click on the play button, we can watch this YouTube together in 3, 2, 1. So this is a video that brings me back to my youth. It came out in 1992. I was young and impressionable 13-year-old. I think I've said before that the Beastie Boys are my brother's favorite band. My brother's 4 years older than me, so anytime I get a chance to review a Beastie Boys video, I get really excited because it brings me back, like I said, to my youth of hanging out, you know, driving around with my brother in the neighborhood and him putting in one of the tapes, because of course still back then we had tapes. So now What You Want was the second single from their album Check Your Head. The single was released on June 2nd, 1992. Check Your Head was released on April 21st, 1992. So this studio album came out before the single was released. It had a B-side on the album, The Skills to Pay the Bills and Groove Holmes. So that was the single with this that came with it. Now, this song itself didn't score as high as some of their other big hits. It reached all the way up to number 93 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and all the way up to 18 on the U.S. Billboard Hot Rap Tracks. So that was kind of as high as it went, was number 18. It hit number 22 on Billboard's Modern Rock Tracks, which was something that was similar, that it would happen a lot of times with the Beastie Boys, because they were really good at mixing rap and rock. So you could actually consider them both hip-hop and rock and roll if you wanted to. And, of course, it was all the way up to number 64 in Australia. So apparently the Beastie Boys had a bit of a hit over in Australia as well. Now, Check Your Head itself, though, did reach all the way up to number 10 on the U.S. Billboard Top 200 and in 1992, and also number 37 on the U.S. Top R&B Hip-Hop Albums for Billboard. So, and just to also say, Australia, Check Your Head itself, all the way up to number 74 on the Australian albums for the year. The album itself is double platinum in America, it's double platinum in Canada, and it's silver in the United Kingdom. So I guess the British fans didn't really take to the Beastie Boys as well as people in Canada and America did. But the music video for So What You Want, of course, is directed by Nathaniel Hornblower, which simply has the Beastie Boys reciting the song in a woodland, addressing the viewers by looking down at the camera, which is at ground level, with clips of DJ Hurricane and Money Mark interspersed throughout. Now, for those who don't know, Nathaniel Hornblower is actually just a pseudonym for was MCA Adam Yauch. So he actually, part of the member of the group, he would direct many of the band's music videos, but he would go under the name Nathaniel Hornblower, which is kind of a pretty cool. So anybody in the know that knew who Nathaniel Hornblower was, you would know. There's kind of a cool negative photo effect in this video, which is kind of neat for, you know, not when he was at the time, because 92 that was being done. But it was considered to be a direct allusion to a werewolf point of view from the 1981 horror film Wolfen. Similarly, the infrared style incorporated during the band's cutaways are an homage to the Hunter Vision in Predator, which had also been out by that point. So it's kind of a cool video, a little bit trippy, if you will. And I do love the negative effect, as well as the red vision as well, the infrared vision, because those are just, like I said, those are kind of homages to other various films and that they've done in the past. So it's kind of neat. Last, I want to say that this video was featured in an episode of Beavis and Butthead in 1993 called No Laughing. And I actually remember when that came out because Beavis and Butthead was historically, they would kind of pick on songs, I guess. And I remember seeing the Beastie Boys and being like, they're not going to trash the Beastie Boys, because if that's the case, then we're going to have a little bit of a problem. But they didn't, so that was good. But that was So Whatcha Want by the Beastie Boys. I'm off to Check Your Head. And this is Keithy here on the Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day. Thank you so much for stopping by. And don't forget to check us out again. All right, on the Place to Be Nation pop feed. Have a great day. Bye-bye.